امام خمینی، The Reviver of Pure Mohammedan Islam. In the name of God, salam and welcome to the program. We are in 10 days done, the period marking the victory of the Islamic Revolution in 1979. Today we start a special series on this occasion, and today we are going to somehow get acquainted with Imam Khomeini as the unmatched leader of this great movement, which changed all equations in the world and shattered the dreams of domineering powers. Stay tuned, please. Imam Sayyid Ruhollah Mousavi Khomeini returned to Iran on February 2, 1979 at 9:27 a.m. after 14 years and 3 months being in exile. His return home accelerated the struggles against the tattering Pahlavi regime, and within 10 days, the Islamic Revolution triumphed with the motto of spirituality, Islamic values, and independence from any foreign power. 43 into the Islamic Revolution's victory, the Islamic Republic of Iran stays tall as the main refuge for all the oppressed, downtrodden, and seekers of truth and freedom across the globe. It is narrated that after Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, had propagated Islam for 3 years in secret, he was commanded by God to proclaim his invitation public. Therefore, he ascended Safa Hill, and after turning his eyes to the people at Foothill, said in loud voice, "Have you ever heard a lie from me?" They answered, "No, we have not seen or heard anything but truth and honesty from you." Then the Prophet said, "If I tell you that a bloodthirsty enemy is in ambush and intends to attack you, will you deny me and sit idly?" Having drawn the audience's attention, the Messenger of Mercy continued, "Now, if I tell you that the horsemen of enemy are approaching from behind this mountain to attack you, will you believe any word? Know and beware that after this life, you will have a tumultuous world, a world which has ample pains, sufferings, punishments, tortures, miseries, and deprivations. Therefore, I warn you of the tough punishment that is ahead of you and remind you of its dangers." Imam Khomeini, God's mercy upon him, started his great uprising with the aim of reviving the religion of his ancestor, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. In his historical speech in 1964, he warned everyone against ratification of the humiliating Capitulation Bill, which was a total breach of Iran's national sovereignty and would give unilateral concessions to the U.S. The Imam said, "Gentlemen, I announce alarm. O Iran's army, I announce alarm. All politicians of Iran, I announce alarm. All tradesmen of Iran, I announce alarm. All ulema of Iran, all sources of emulation of Islam, I announce alarm. All seminary teachers, all seminary students, all sources of emulation, all gentlemen of Najaf, Qom, Mashhad, Tehran, Shiraz, I announce alarm. Ayatollah Khamenei, as the successor of Imam Khomeini, says, Imam Khomeini, God's mercy upon him, was a wise worshipper who succeeded to liberate himself of ungodly bonds and became God's truthful servant. He made a calm heart and luminous inward for himself and totally joined God. Ayatollah Khamenei testifies that whenever all the Iranian officials came to impasse in their relevant affairs, they would come to the Imam and he would grant them calm and hope. Leader of the Islamic Revolution says, Imam Khomeini, through spiritual relations and trust in God, would always stand like a sturdy and firm mountain, and nothing could shake him. In most of the developments of this country and the events of the revolution, all burdens were on Imam's shoulder. In the events, he would guide all officials and people with one sentence and wouldn't weakness and anxieties. Imam Khomeini would never consider himself superior to others. Ayatollah Khamenei says in this regard, the Imam was the person who managed to change and replace all world policies with his power, that strong will before which big mountains were small, that expressive tongue whose world would explode like a bomb in the world effectively. Whenever people were mentioned, he would consider himself inferior and would humbly bow down before the sentiments, faith, courage, greatness, and self-sacrifice of the people and would say, people are better than us. The Noble Quran says in Ayah 24 of Surah Anfal, O you who have faith, answer Allah and His Apostle when He summons you to which will give you life. Know that Allah intervenes between a man and his heart and that toward Him you will be mustered. In fact, a religion can be reviving only when it is living and dynamic. Imam Khomeini believed that the genuine Islam has its roots in the teachings and practice of the Prophet and his infallible progeny, the Ahlul Bayt. He maintained that Islam is always living and will never be dormant and passive. Hence, during the period of occultation of the Imam of the age, it is religious leaders and aware ulema who should take the helm of guiding the Islamic community. According to the clear message of the Quran, the Imam was of the opinion that Muslims should never be under the dominance of the faithless. He ceaselessly struggled against injustice and corruption. God says in Ayah 25 of Surah Hadid, certainly we sent our apostles with manifest proofs, and we sent with them their book and the balance, so mankind may maintain justice. Imam Khomeini too set on justice as the axis and core of the Islamic Republic system. In the Islamic Republic, Islamic justice is practiced. The divine justice shades over the entire nation. And in the Islamic Republic, there won't be the things that existed in during the tyranny. No doubt, Imam was the greatest reviver of Islam and religious thought after the infallible Imams. His ultimate goal was to revive pure Muhammadan Islam. He never considered religion a limited number of individual actions, and rather believed that religion is present in every corner of the social life. The founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran not only led the Islamic Revolution to victory in Iran, but also created the spirit of unity and Islamic brotherhood among Muslim communities. Imam Khomeini called the Islamic Revolution as the explosion of light. Today, we witness that the rays of this light have gone across Islamic and even non-Islamic countries to show the path of a struggle against tyranny and oppression to all seekers of freedom and justice. Imam Khomeini strongly proved to the world that religion is capable of administering the society to guarantee mankind's welfare in this world and salvation in the hereafter.